They say all good things must come to an end. It's now the longest consecutive scoreless inning streak by a left-hander in the history of Major League Baseball, which is interesting, with Christopher Sanchez. Yet, Jensen, he was still dominant yesterday. Seven innings, what, just four hits, a run, a walk, and nine Ks. What did you make of the streak in totality?
He's been phenomenal. There's really no getting around how ridiculous he's been, not only this year, Dave, but this is coming off last year where, with the thoracic outlet issue with Zach Wheeler, Christopher Sanchez was really thrust into that ace 1A role in that Philadelphia rotation. So he has been the man for a while now and is making it stand up and then some. Just a remarkable run that comes to an end. If you're just joining us, he is the now undisputed longest scoreless streak in Major League history for a left-handed pitcher and fifth longest such streak in Major League Baseball overall. So a great run comes to an end. I still think he should be the top choice there and the shortest odds in the Cy Young market. You know, we'll visit with Mike Palm as we do every week, but he brought up Jacob Mizorowski as one who has trended much better here. The fact that we had to wait till the third pitcher talked about to mention Paul Skenes should tell you how ridiculous the seasons have been for those two guys that we just mentioned. Shohei Ohtani continues to be ridiculous in the ERA department. Chase Burns, I know Jonathan Von Tobel, Mitch Moss have talked about on Pod to the Futures. I do think that that is a neat value there. Dave, when we go to Fangraphs, and this is a tool that you and I are at least a category that we like to look at, and that's pitching wins above replacement and basically quantifying in maybe a more objective way outside of, you know, your traditional ERA and strikeouts, things of that nature. If we look at just the National League contenders, or at least the National League pitchers, and where they are just in pitching wins above replacement, Christopher Sanchez leads all of Major League Baseball at 3.6. The next closest guy is Jacob Mizorowski in the National League at 3. Then it's a huge drop-off. And that's why in the odds market, I think it is accurate that Sanchez and the Miz are the two shortest shots. I think that's accurate. The guy that has crept up here, and I had mentioned him, a while ago at like 100 and 150 to one. I don't know if he's got the staying power, but Braxton Ashcraft and Paul Skenes are third and fourth, and Skenes is third at 2.2. Ashcraft is at 2.0. He's fourth in National League pitching wins above replacement. Ashcraft's been really, really good, and he's flown way under the radar. Now, I'll look and find the best number for him, but when you finish out the top five, Max Meyer, who has pitched really well for Miami, he's 6-0 in 13 starts. He's just a tick under 10 strikeouts per nine. Ooh. And he's right on the precipice of getting to 2.0 wins above replacement on the pitching side. I think we're in for some value as we move forward, because here are the questions I have for you. And you brought up Ohtani before the year. So he is plus 550. He's the third shot. I wonder where we are lengthwise for him getting back to pitching a quote unquote full season. What's the innings threshold that they want him at? Because, hey, the Dodgers are trying to three-peat. You're going to need him pitching all the way through the World Series. What does that look like? And how does that affect when we ultimately get down to it? Christopher Sanchez got a great chance to pitch 200 innings this year. The Miz is in a similar boat of like, if he gets 175, now you're splitting hairs. And then if Shohei doesn't get to a certain innings threshold, I wonder if the voters are going to be like, well, these other guys have better resumes. It's a great number that you had. And I wonder if that is going to go by the wayside just because voters are going to look and say, hey, he's 50 innings shy, 50 shy of a Christopher Sanchez or something of that narrative.
Your Honor, permission to approach the bench?
Granted.
Okay, let me ask you, sir, about Paul Skenes. So he did not have a great outing yesterday. The bullpen can't hold it. They give up six in the eighth, and they lose the game, right? But Skenes goes out. He did have the lead when he went out. He didn't even give you five. He's now, if I'm seeing this right, in the year of our Lord, 2026, Paul Skenes to win Cy Young is plus 950, almost 10 to 1. Yep. Now, it's a long season. And Your Honor, if I could make the case that if I know it's not MVP, but if Paul Skeens looks like Paul Skeens for the rest of the way in the second half and the battle in Buccos, raise the Jolly Roger and go to the playoffs narratives, and the Phillies don't go, even with the dominance of Christopher Sanchez, could we make the case for Paul Skeens at 10-1, almost 950, that that's as, just as the best value you'll ever get on a guy that could easily flip the switch and go right back to looking like Paul Skeens?
It would have to be a second half to remember. His closing crescendo. And here's the irony. He's in the same division as Jacob Mizrowski, right, and the Milwaukee Brewers. If Milwaukee wins the division again, Dave, it's moot, because that would mean in theory that the Miz continues this great season. Skeen still has, this is wild to say out loud, Jacob Mizrowski's strikeouts per nine is almost 13.7.
Wow.
Dave, you don't see that besides and Mason Miller's is just not fair. It's like 17 or 18. This is not fair. He strikes everybody out. Aroldis Chapman, I think last year for the Red Sox, was upwards of 13 and a half or close to 14. And you don't usually see it with starters in this fashion. And just to put that in perspective, Dave, when you look at strikeouts per nine, Jacob Mizrowski, obviously number one. If you just go on a major league scale, only Dylan Cease is next to him with the Toronto Blue Jays at 13.3. It is almost a full 3 points fewer when you get to Jacob DeGrom, who is third at 10.86. Just wrap your head around that. Mm. That is the other dominance, because we are very enamored with swing and miss.
Yeah.
In this day and age, there's two guys and they are a solar system ahead of Jacob DeGrom, who is in third. Cease at 13.35. The Miz at 13.69. That is ridiculous. So I agree why Skeens is where he is. So to your point, you would be betting him now, anticipating the Pirates make the playoffs.
Yep.
And that Skeens would run. He'd have to have like a Blake Snell run in the second half when Snell won his Cy Young award.
It's incredible to think that's what it would take for Paul Skeens to win Cy Young. But I think you're spot on. It would take something historic like we just saw from Christopher Sanchez, which was historic. Yeah. And again, I think we're still talking about the Miz. I know, I get it. Sanchez's numbers. And if he continues this, it's going to be hard to ignore. But you're right. They get enamored with that swing and miss. And those numbers, if he's the ace of aces and they potentially get the number one seed again like they did last year in the National League, and it's the Miz that leads them, what a 1-2 potentially. And then, oh yeah, Shohei Ohtani, everything he's doing out there with LA. And you know the narrative street, Jensen. They'd love to give him that award. By the way, you're on the Brewers today against the Gigantes to bounce back after that loss yesterday.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm going to play an alternate run line. I traditionally like to do this with home teams, Dave, just to guard against. If you do lay the 1.5, they may not get to bat in the ninth inning. So you're guaranteed 8 at bats, if you will. We'll play Brewers -1 at -$1.29. They are 13-9, actually, covering the run line as a home favorite. San Francisco just 9-10, covering as a road dog. One other total that really jumped out to me, Orioles Red Sox over 10. It was a boatload of offense yesterday, albeit mostly by Boston. But Baltimore 17-10-1 to the over as a road team. Boston in the last two starts for Trevor Rogers on the road, 12 or more runs combined in each of those last two road starts. So I think we get a lot of offense this afternoon at Fenway Park.